focus be turned on you right now, Lord. Holy Spirit, make the way right now. Make the way for Jesus to shine in this place. Holy Spirit, the kingdom of heaven is at now, is at hand. Let us truly be focused on it right now. Let us experience it right now. Let us step into it. We are hungry for you. We are desperate for you, Holy Spirit, to see through your eyes, through here, through your eyes, through your ears. Lead us right now deep into your hearts, God. I will keep on declaring this, God. Let your people be set free from all the idols, God, that are so sneaky and they get in our lives and we don't see these things, God. Let you truly be centered of our lives, God, in every sphere, in every area. Raise up, God. Raise up your sons and your daughters that will unite in one heart and one vision. To making your kingdom established, God, living in your culture. Not being ashamed of you, not fearing who you are. Holy Spirit, break out in this place right now. Break out in every heart. Daily worries, God, be gone right now. Center us on you. We want to drink. We want to drink, for we are thirsty, God. We want to eat right now. Speak. Your word changes life, God. We want to hear your word right now. It's being spoken in our hearts and in our minds. So nothing else will matter, God. King of Kings, you are the center of this right now. Holy Spirit, every young man, every young woman in this place right now, grab their attention. Grab their attention and center their focus and their heart right now on you. Make your voice the loudest thing that they hear right now. Let them hear your heart's desires. Let them tap in and see what your will for their life is, what their identity and what their destiny is. Holy Spirit, move in this place. Holy Spirit, knock louder, louder in their hearts, God. Knock louder. Give them understanding to answer what you're talking to them right now. I just cover this atmosphere with your presence, God, with your holiness, with your righteousness. Lord, this generation is truly hungry for you. I see it from all over the sides, from every area of life. They are hungry for you, God. Bring it to you, God. Let all the signs literally bring it to you, to your name, God. Let us clearly see who the boss of our life is, God. Holy. Thank you. people's eyes right now, Holy Spirit, to truly encounter you, who you are, the Godhead that is talked the less about. Holy Spirit, come and encounter hearts right now with your genuine touch. Let us taste and see how good you are. Kingdom. Holy.
Holy Spirit, I thank you for coming here today, God. Holy Spirit, I thank you for coming here today. I'm honored to be in your presence, God. I'm honored to be in your presence, Jesus. I'm honored to be here, God. Thank you for filling this place, Jesus. Thank you for filling this place, God. I just open up our heart, my heart to you, God. We open up our hearts to you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, our hearts are open to you, Jesus. Our hearts are open to your word, God. Our hearts are open to your word, God. God, we come together as a church to exalt your name, Jesus. You're the only reason we're here, Jesus. You're the only reason we're here, God. Holy Spirit, I ask you to give me the Father's heart. Papa, I ask you to give me your heart, God. I ask you to give me your heart, Papa. Our generation needs it, God. I ask you to give me your heart, Papa. I ask you to give me your compassion and love, God. I ask you to give me your compassion and love so I can show others, God. So I can show others your love, Jesus. That's what this generation needs, God. That's what this generation needs, your love, Jesus. This generation needs your love, God. Spirit, I'm asking you to open up a door for me, for us to show this generation your love, God. Show us the path to show your love to this generation, God. Show us the path to show this generation your love, Jesus. Your love is what we long for. Your love is what this generation needs, God. Even if they don't know it, Jesus, that's what they long for. You're opening up a door for us to show them your love, God. You're opening up a door for us to show them your heart, Jesus. That's what they long for, God. I see it in the schools, God. I see it in the schools. I see it on the internet, God. I see it everywhere. The world is longing for something, Jesus, and it's you. I'm giving up my body as a vassal of you, Jesus. As a vassal for you to work through me, God. It's time to reap what our leaders have sowed, Jesus. It's time to reap what this church has sowed into this generation, God. That's what we ask, Lord. That's what we ask, Papa. Papa, we ask for your heart, for your compassion, God. We ask for your compassion, God. Holy Spirit, show us the path. Lead us to our day, Jesus. Lead us to our day, God. Lead us to show others your love, Jesus. It's not enough to stay in church. God, it's not enough. We have to show others your love, Jesus. I see your heart for them, God. You're crying out for them, Jesus. You're crying out for them, God. Your heart is hurting for them, God. That's all you want for them, Jesus. You just want them to experience your love. So we ask you for you to just pour out your heart on them, God. Pour out your heart on them, Jesus. There's no other greater name than you, Jesus. No other greater name than you, God. Holy Spirit, your heart is what we long for. It's what the world longs for, God. Take us deeper into your heart, God. That's what we long for. Exalt your name, Jesus. We exalt your almighty name, God. There's no reason for anything, any of this without you, God. Your love is what we yearn for. Your love is what our hearts are destined to long for.
всех сторон. Слава, слава Царю, 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 слава Царю. Со всех сторон будут славить Твое имя, Бог.
Ничто не устоит, все будет сломлено, все будет преклонено перед тобой. Каждое колено, оно станет перед твоей славой. Она подчинится тебе, Бог. Ты грядешь, я вижу это в праздновании, я вижу этот танец победы, я вижу этот день, когда все преобразится, когда земля изменится, никто не сможет назвать ничего, кроме имени Иисуса. Каждый из нас преклонится от любви, в любви и почтении перед тобой. Ты грядешь. Преклонится перед тобой. Каждая болезнь, она преклонится перед твоим именем. Она уже преклоняется. Every stronghold. Все преклонится перед тобой. Все преклонится. Тебя. Она поклонится тебе. эта земля будет другой. Мы сейчас провозглашаем, эта земля будет другой. И наши глаза увидят, и наши глаза увидят. И это поколение и следующее. Мы увидим эту землю, которая меняется. Мы увидим эти улицы, там, где есть чудеса, там, где происходит исцеление, там люди спасаются. Мы увидим это. Мы будем теми. Мы будем теми, кто пойдет. Мы будем теми, кто пойдет и скажет о нашем любимом. Мы будем теми, кто скажет о нашем царе. Потому что мы коронуем тебя каждый день. Мы коронуем тебя, мы смотрим на тебя. Ничто нас не остановит. Ничто, ничто, никто. Твоя слава, она заполнит эту землю. Она заполнит эту землю. Мы носители твоей славы. Мы носители твоей славы. Ты внутри нас.
nervousness of this place right now to go. I want to renounce all confusion in this place right now to go. Addictions of pornography right now in Jesus' mighty name, go. You have no right to be here. Darkness right now on each and every one person, leave right now in Jesus' name. I declare and decree freedom over each and every person in this place right now. I decree and declare your life and your light in their hearts and their minds. Holy Spirit, lead us right now in our hearts to the place where Jesus Christ is our cornerstone, where we build our lives on Him and Him alone. Every branch arise out of this place with the cornerstone of Jesus Christ. Where any winds, anything comes our way, we can stand still. Raise up strong people that will not live in compromise. Freedom right now from all idols, all addictions. I speak sober mind right now into each and every young person, girls and boys. Holy Spirit, move in this place right now with your transparency, God. Fade away and let us truly see for what life really is about. Nothing else matters but to be ourselves and to be with you, to know who we are and to know who our God is. I just decree right now and declare each and every young leader that you're raising up in this place, for you, Jesus Christ, to be the cornerstone and the foundation of who they are, of their heart's desires and their motives. Jesus, we are hungry to see your kingdom upon this earth. Burning fire and hunger and desire in our hearts. be built on you. I'm just so hungry and so excited to see what that looks like, what you can do through people like us. Do the unthinkable, God. You're the God of miraculous. I want to see what you do through your children. The ones that are loyal and faithful to you in every arena of their life. Confusion, go right now in Jesus' name. We choose right now to take your holiness. We choose right now to step under your righteousness. We can't do it on our own. We need you. Only in you we can be all those things. Only in you we can be strong. Only in you we can have clarity of who we are. Desperately desires. Holy Spirit, I ask you right now that you break all the walls and break the closed doors that have been built between parents and young children. Open up this door right now. Open up and break off these walls right now so parents can have access to their kids' hearts, that they can speak life, light, and freedom. Generation can truly be healthy and receive what the inheritance of the parents were and are. Jesus, I love you so much. I tasted it, you, and I keep on tasting you, God, and every single time you taste better than before. You're addictive. Best choice I have ever made. Holy Spirit, decree and declare in this place, prophesy freedom right now, holy. Do something a little bit different right now. I feel it strongly in my heart, and I really feel that in quite a bit of some people there's gonna happen a shift. I want to call forth all the young people up front. It doesn't matter if you're yay high or yay high, just come out front, please. all young people, everybody, please. If it's possible in the back, just leave one person and come out too, for a youth. I know my voice is being heard and I want to be obedient to this right now. All of you is just like line up over here, facing that way. Line up like that and facing that way. Just one straight line. Yous, come here, line, you young. Thank you guys for being obedient, all of you. You're not gonna do nothing crazy, I promise. Ira, special invitation, Diana, Angelica. Alina, you're pretty young. Come out. If anybody sees a young person, take him out over here. To say yes to the youth, I was standing over there in a corner and God showed me that there's a gap, and I saw his heart's desire that he wanted me to cover that gap. I knew that was my place. The reason why they're here, I'm gonna be vulnerable right now. Parents, be sensitive to what I say. Don't be judgmental, just be open. Your kids, they go through a lot. You guys want to know, you don't want to know, but this is a very hard time to grow up in. You didn't have it like they have it right now. They have so much distractions, they have so much stuff going on against them. Just the stuff that I get to hear, what God trusted me to hear and know, breaks my heart. With all my heart, I believe this. God is preparing them for greatness. What they go in their personal lives, what they go in the background, what they don't share, what they hide, whatever, for whatever reasons, is totally fine. If they have to go through it, they will go through it. But I just want to ask right now all the parents that serve and that are leaders to come, and we only have one bottle of anointing, to please pray for them, prophesy over them, and decree freedom over them for all the darkness that might come against them, for everything that they might struggle, that the Holy Spirit would be right there with them. That the big thing right now that a lot of them are struggling with right now is clarity. They want to see clearly what God has called them to be. They want to see clearly what their destinies and identities are. And it's driving them crazy and insane to see that clear, and like the atmospheres that are they come against in schools and their private lives, it takes over them. You guys, parents, especially, I'm talking to all the parents, but the ones that are going to pray, just kind of like leaders of this church, people that serve in encounters, mothers and fathers, but for all the parents, God has given you a responsibility of them, and you guys have the authority. So when you're going to pray right now for them, you're going to decree freedom over them right now, it's going to work. I believe it. It doesn't have to be your children. It can be all of them. I just saw like some of their lives are going to be completely different after this prayer right now. So if their lives can be better and they can live in freedom just because of some crap came over them, lied to them, and they believe that stupid lie, if that can be broken off right now off of their life, off of their future, I'm willing to do this like all the time, a lot of times. guys, these lies are so simple, but they freaking take captives of their lives. Like, not only, I only see women, I want fathers here too, because fathers, they know, they can just decree and prophesy too. So, one bottle, if you guys can share, and just please pray for all of them. Again, prophesying what you see and feel over them, and just decreeing freedom. Freedom from darkness. I see on some of them, there are these clouds of darkness that are upon them. They are confused. They're just confused and they are desperate to receive freedom. These kids, they are our opportunities. They are our future and they are our reward. They are our gifts. Holy Spirit, move upon every word from every prayer right now. Decree through them freedom right now over them, over their hearts. Holy Spirit, let all darkness flee right now from their hearts. Let all illusions, delusions, lies be gone and broken off right now in Jesus' mighty name. I just decree freedom over them to the places where they've been struggling. They felt rejection, loneliness, be gone right now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, breathe your life, your light, and your freedom right now. I just ask for your joy and your peace to fill their hearts. Let their futures be changed right now. Let their now be clear. I just ask for clarity of heaven to fill their hearts and their minds. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you so much. Thank you for the testimony of Jesus Christ that is being spread all over this world, that is being birthed through these lives. Testimony of Jesus Christ.
Падут, стены лжи падут, стены лжи падут. Мы говорим восстановленные. Мы разрушаем дух сиротства. Мы разрушаем дух сиротства на каждом. На каждом. Здесь больше нет сироты. Здесь есть полнота. Есть сыновство, есть отцовство. Мы говорим восстановленные жизни. Великие будущее. Мы говорим призвание, которое будет исполнено на каждом из них. Призвание, которое есть на каждом из них. Оно придет в жизнь. Жизнь, в жизнь, в жизнь. Мы говорим жизнь. Мы просто покрываем их прямо сейчас любовью Отца. Мы покрываем их любовью Отца. Дух материнства и отцовства на каждом из них. Мы говорим, они будут иметь эту встречу с тобой. Они будут смотреть тебе в глаза. Они будут знать голос Отца. Мы прямо сейчас провозглашаем. Каждая ложь, она будет разрушена. Каждая ложь, дух страха, дух переживания и волнения. Каждая, все будет разрушено. Пусть придет вот эта boldness, fearless. Boldness and fearless. Just boldness and fearless. Come on. Freedom.
just release. I just release this freedom in their hearts right now. This peace and this joy. I just release. Your testimony into their life right now. Let this connection between you and each and every one of them, God, be restored. Let them hear you clearly. Let them hear your heart's desires clearly, God. Spirit, teach them, teach me the simplicity, the quietness, how it works, and how you speak. Grab their attention, God. Holy Spirit, for the freedom, God. Thank you so much that you are breaking off these lies off of their hearts. Thank you that you are breaking off lies in their subconscious level, in their conscious level, God. Just because you decreed it, it goes and it flees for no other reason. Because your name, Jesus, everything bows down before your name. I just want to thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for moving upon this place. Thank you for making this place your dwelling. Thank you for speaking into our hearts, into our minds, into our futures, into who we are. Thank you for your peace and your joy. How good it is. Releasing love into their hearts. Where rejection was, where loneliness was. Raise up these young ones, God, to be mighty men of and women of heaven that will not bow down what stands before them. No matter what the giant looks like. That will eat it for breakfast. Right now, I just speak protection over each and every one of them. In your name, Jesus, I release your blood right now over them to do your mighty works, to clean them, to bless them, to protect them. Spirit, make the way. Let the blueprints of heaven be established in their hearts. Let them see clearly the blueprints that you are releasing in their hearts, God, and let them live it out. Let them live in blessing and not in curse. Thank you, Papa, for Holy Spirit. I love you. I love you, Holy Spirit, for what you do. wisdom. I just want to invite you right now into each and every one of these young people's hearts and into their lives. Knock at their doors. Knock at their hearts of the doors. Holy Spirit, let them be sensitive enough to open those doors and invite you and desire you and to accept you. In Jesus' name. Good. Thank you, young people, for coming out. Thank you, parents, for doing that. Taking a leadership position. I'm desperate every single day for wisdom. Because, golly, it's something different and new. But I just kept on hearing and seeing cornerstone today, that Jesus wants to be in our lives a cornerstone. Because any wind, anything that will come our way, it's not gonna hinder us in any way. For young people, if you guys really, after tonight, if you really feel a shift in your life, don't be shy to come out here and just to let everybody know. Because the power of a testimony, it can set other people free. Another thing, protect your freedom. That's been dwelling on my heart for the young people, for those of you guys who seek clarity, who really are trying to understand what life is about. I know the word Bible sounds so boring, that's crazy. I know that. But oh my God, every single time I open it, the stuff I find over there, it blows my mind, because nobody else has it. Nobody else has it. When I see the answer, you know, to the question I had for so long, and it's there, that blows my mind. Like, Bible is not a religious thing. It's not a boring thing. It's the answer to you guys' questions. And I know you guys have like a billion of them right now, you know? And guess what? There's like more than a billion answers in that book. That's weird how that book is designed. So, you know, just knowing a little bit of the history of some people, people like already gone, people that are, they've been on this earth and now they're gone, the ones at your age when they start reading the Bible and just like really living by the standards or whatnot, or how God wants them to live, they were one of the most influential people on this planet, because they made God's ways their standard. They made God's blueprint their blueprint, and they walked those same roads that God want them to walk. So I just, you know, I don't know if the word encourage really means anything, but I really want to just kind of lay it out there on the table, that you guys keep this in mind. When you don't see a way out in a situation and you guys literally tried everything and then some, ask Holy Spirit. Like, Holy Spirit, He's always there. Ask Him that He will lead you to the answer in His Word. I just put that on God, what I said. I bet He will do that. Yeah. Okay, we're done. You guys, thank you for coming out. We still have some announcements. And yes, God bless you guys.
Слава. Wow. Спасибо Духу Святому за эту прекрасную атмосферу. Спасибо команде.